Don't rob people of the opportunity to know the real you. You are robbing the world of your unique gifts, your unique personality, your unique self. Don't take that away from your life and from the world. You're here because you want to level up your confidence and you're in the right place. Hello and welcome to the Warrior King Podcast. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within, and overall, leveling up your life. And in this case, boosting your confidence. Welcome again. It's good to have you here. Today we have an awesome topic. It's the topic of confidence, and confidence is something that we all struggle with. So I'm glad you're here because we're going to dive deep into this one. If it's your first time here at the Warrior King Podcast, we inspire men to level up their lives. We empower men to level up every aspect of their lives. So if that's something that you're into, definitely hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss any of our future content. Confidence is something that we all struggle with, believe it or not. And it is essential for leading an effective life when it comes to pursuing our dreams, building strong relationships with others, effectively communicating, and so much more. It seeps into every aspect of our lives. And I know as someone who's struggled with self-esteem issues and confidence issues in the past that it can be really draining. It can hold you back from doing all sorts of things in life, like pursuing your purpose, pursuing your dreams, pursuing relationships, friendships, just feeling awkward in every social situation, things like that. So that's what we're going to get into today. I'm going to teach you some of the secrets of confidence building, and hopefully after this you feel more confident and you're ready to level up your confidence game in every aspect of your life. So let's dive right into it. One of the most important things that I learned when it comes to confidence and being a confident person, it's kind of a secret here, but everyone is self-conscious. As soon as you realize that, you feel more comfortable in social situations and in any situation that you come to in life. Everybody has things that they worry about what others will think of them. Everyone has things that they're self-conscious about. Everyone struggles with confidence. Even the most confident guys you know that seem to walk into every situation and just kill it, those guys have insecurities too. That's the word I was looking for, insecurities. Everybody has insecurities. So with that being said, most people who seem to have it all together, especially with confidence and charisma and things like that, internally on some level, whatever level that is, they are struggling to do that. They are telling themselves to be more confident. They are pushing to be more confident. Even, like I said, the most confident guys in the room, they had to learn that at some point. Nobody is just naturally the most confident guy in the world, even though it may seem like it sometimes. And some guys are really, really good at it, and some guys are really, really confident. I want you to be one of those really, really confident guys, even if it is a struggle at first. And that brings me to my first topic here in this talk, which is authenticity. Now, to be confident, and this might sound a little surface level-y, but you have to just be yourself. I know that sounds a little bit like something that your mom would say, but it's true. You have to be yourself. The more authentic you are as yourself, the more confident you will be. So all of those parts of you that you hold back from expressing when you're in social situations, when you're in work and business situations, when you're in any situation where you don't feel confident, express those parts of yourself. Just be yourself. Authenticity is very high vibrational. It's a very high energy. The more authentic you are in your life, people are going to notice that and recognize it. They're going to feel your good energy. They're going to be attracted to that. It's kind of like magnetism, but you have to embrace your true self, like your authentic self. And if you don't know who your true self is yet, explore that. Because most people walk through their lives and live their lives with a mask on. There's the true self that they may share with their closest partner, their family, or the people who are closest to them, let's say who they live with in their home environment. And then there's the other self, the mask self, the one that they show to everyone else. And the reason that most people don't feel confident in their lives is because they feel like they can't be themselves, that they have to put on a show. You understand what I'm saying? So the closer that you are to your authentic self, and the more that you embrace that, the more that you embrace your authentic true self, who you really are, the more confident you will be. Trust me. So you might have some paradigms that are based on your perception of societal expectations when honestly those things might not even be true, and you might be holding back from being yourself and all of the qualities that people would love about you and all of the qualities that would attract attract people to you and pull people to you like a magnet, you might be holding back from the best parts of yourself. And like I said, you will be more and more confident the more that you are able to be yourself. And I talked about this with my wife on one of our past episodes on the Warrior King podcast together, but I was in a situation for a very long time where I wasn't allowed to be myself, really. I had to hold back from being myself. And that really took a toll on me because I started out as a very, very confident person, and then I was beat down for years by someone and basically told that the real me was embarrassing and dumb. So I had to overcome that, learn to be my true self again. So what I'm telling you is not just like your mom telling you, just go out there and be yourself. Once you really start doing that, once you really start actually being yourself and sharing those positive, awesome qualities about yourself with other people and in business and work situations and things like that, the more authentic you are, since we're talking about authenticity, the more confident you will be and the more you will realize that be yourself is actually very, very good and powerful advice. Now, you might be one of those people who says, I'm just awkward. I'm an awkward person. Every interaction that I have with people is so awkward. You might talk to people for 5 minutes or encounter someone for just a couple of minutes, and then you think about that conversation for the rest of the day and you're like, did I say something stupid? You play what you said. You play their reactions. I've done this before. That's why I know. And where being awkward comes from is overthinking. So sometimes we'll be in social situations or even in business work situations, we overthink what we're going to say way, way too much. And then by the time we say it, it comes out awkward. It comes out blocky, you know? So authenticity, being your true authentic self, you'll just respond to people. You'll just speak. You'll speak confidently. You'll speak clearly. You won't be overthinking before you speak. You understand what I'm saying? You won't be thinking, what are they going to think about me? Am I going to say the right thing? I'm not trying to be witty and funny. I am witty and funny because I'm a funny guy. So be yourself. Which brings me to my next point, which is very, very similar, but it's self-acceptance. You have to accept yourself, your true authentic self. If you want to be a confident person and lead an effective life and everything that you do and everything that you pursue, you have to accept yourself. You have to love yourself. There is a very powerful connection between self-acceptance and confidence. Those super confident guys that you see that approach every situation like the coolest guy in the world, they're witty, they're quick, their responses are quick, the things that they say are just awesome. Everyone in the room laughs. People light up when they talk to them. That's because they have accepted themselves and who they are. Like I said before, there is some level where they are self-conscious and that they are having to try to do that. That will exist forever. I want you to remember that. There's never going to come a time where you are just 100% comfortable. We all struggle with confidence, but those guys have accepted who they truly are. They're not putting on a mask. They're not trying to be anything. You understand what I'm saying? I was massively lacking in confidence before I learned who I am and who I am as a man, and I became okay with it. And the topic of masculinity plays into this hugely because we live in a society right now that tells us that being a man and being strong and being confident as a man even is wrong. So accepting who you are and accepting who you are as a man, and especially a masculine man, will also boost your confidence because one, like I said, it's self-acceptance, and then it's also self-exploration into being a man, what it means to be a man, because we aren't taught that in this society anymore. So definitely consider who you are and who you are as a man, and this will boost your confidence. Self-acceptance is the second key to achieving confidence in your life and confidence in everything you do and everything you pursue. And that brings me to my next topic, which is setting goals for yourself. So say you want to be more confident in social situations. Let's say you want to be more confident in speaking situations like public speaking or speaking in front of a camera like this. Let's say you want to be more confident when you talk to women or approach women or pursue relationships with women. I want you to set goals and practices for yourself. And before you go into those situations, prep yourself and say, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z in this interaction. I'm going to be myself in this interaction. I'm going to be my authentic self, and I'm going to practice being my authentic self, and do it in a realistic way where you're not just pushing too hard. This might take some time. It might be a process. So I want you to set realistic goals for yourself when it comes to your confidence. Like I said, it could be like public speaking. So next time you're in a public speaking situation, be your more authentic self, just that little bit much more. Get more confident with it. Once you beat that goal, go to the next one. Be like, I'm going to be myself even more this next time. So just level up slowly but surely, set realistic goals for yourself when it comes to confidence, and you'll get there. Trust me. Like I said, it took me a long time to get to the point where I can even do this talking to you right now, because I would have been so self-conscious about everything that I said, every movement that I made. If you're watching the video version of this right now, you can kind of see that I'm relatively comfortable in front of the camera while I'm talking to you. But like I said, I was not confident for a long time in my life. I had a lot of self-esteem issues and stuff like that. But like I said, it's a process, and you will overcome and you will learn to be more confident. And it's super awesome when you learn to do that. And let's say that you want to be more eloquent in your speaking, more articulate. I feel like I could be more articulate in my speaking as well. Start looking into that. Find some books about it. Watch some videos on YouTube. The content is free and it's available and it's out there for you. Don't take the advice from these things and be like, I need to be this other person. Still be your true authentic self, but just level up things like the way that you speak, your tone of voice, the way that you talk, the way that you pronounce your words, things like that. That can help your confidence as well. And there is a huge relationship between skill building and confidence. The more that you build on these skills, the more confident you are in practicing them, right? So continuously learn and hone your skills when it comes to building confidence, just like you are right now watching this video. This video is teaching you to be more confident, right? Keep doing this. And we will continue with more tips for boosting your confidence right after this very quick ad break. Thanks, guys. Stick around. Want to level up your life as a man and unlock your masculinity? My book, Warrior King, Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within, is a 7-level course to embracing the primal wild self and awakening the Warrior King within, covering everything from what it means to be a man, embracing masculinity, love and relationships, being a protector and provider, pursuing your purpose and success, and a whole lot more. I spent a year living in a school bus conversion in the wilderness while I wrote this book, and I believe that it is a journey of self-discovery that will change your life forever. Everything that I learned on my own journey to unlocking what it means to be a man and leveling up my life is in there. The 7 levels are the primal, the listener, the wise man, the lover, the protector, the warrior, and the king. You can find a link for Warrior King the book in the description of this podcast episode or video. Grab a copy to take the first step on your transformational journey today. Again, that's Warrior King by Michael Riggs. All right, welcome back. I hope that that's something that interests you. Definitely grab a copy if you're into that sort of thing. If you want to level up every aspect of your life as a man, the Warrior King book is a great starting point. All right, so my next topic of discussion here is the correlation between physical fitness and physical well-being and your confidence. Now, there is a huge connection between physical fitness, health, and mental well-being. And a lot of the times when we're not confident or when we feel weird and awkward and all that, it's kind of a mental thing, right? So the healthier you are, the more physically fit you are, your mental health improves. You feel more confident. Not only do you feel more confident because of the hormonal changes in your body and mind being healthier internally, but you feel more confident because you look better. It could be something as simple as doing a few push-ups a day and a few squats per day. Or it can be something like pursuing a whole workout regimen at your local gym or even at your house, like getting resistance bands or something like that. And these little changes that you make, these workouts that you do, these changes to your diet even, will boost your confidence because, like I said, you'll look better, you'll feel better, you'll have more clarity in your mind. The connection between physical fitness and your mental health, your physical health, and your confidence is massive. Do not neglect this one. Start small if you haven't started yet, or if you've started, get big with it. Go hard on it, you know? The more that you are physically and mentally well, the more confident you will be, as well as learning about confidence and learning about being a good speaker and all of this stuff, and setting those small goals and working your way up. You can do that with the physical fitness as well. Start small, set small goals for yourself, realistic goals, and then set bigger ones and bigger ones and bigger ones until you feel like the most awesome dude in the world. Pursue physical health, pursue physical wellness, and that will boost your mental wellness, your mental health, and ultimately your confidence, because you'll feel better, you'll think better, you'll feel well in the mind, and you will look better. There's just no denying that one. And that brings me to my next topic here, which is effective communication. It is very important to be clear and assertive in your communication. And the more that you do this, the more you practice this, the more confident you will be. And this also goes back to being your true authentic self. And it also goes back to the learning, consistently learning to hone your skills of communication and confidence. So So every time that you go into a situation where you don't feel confident, be more assertive, be more outgoing, speak more clearly, look people in the eyes when you're speaking to them, stand tall, stand wide and open in your presence. Communicate that you are a confident person, and it's going to take some practice and it's going to take some time, but the more that you do this, the more assertive you are in every communication that you have in every situation where you otherwise wouldn't feel confident. Like I said, it's a practice and a process, but the more confident you will be moving forward. In every one of these situations that you're in, you'll get better and more comfortable every time. So like I said, there's tons of free content out there like this where you can learn to speak with a confident tone of voice. You can learn to be more articulate. You can learn to be more assertive. All of this stuff, just continuously level up your game and being more confident. Be yourself more and more, and it will be super awesome. Now, my next topic of discussion is surrounding yourself with positivity. Your environment has a direct impact on who you are and even your confidence, and the people that you're around, especially the people that you're around the most all the time. Your social environment has a direct impact on your confidence. Now, I want to go back to my own story a little bit here. I was around someone for a good few years, and we were together all day, every day, most days. She was the person that I talked to the most, I spent the most time with, and in every situation, she would beat me down and be like, "Stop it, you're embarrassing me, you're being weird, blah, blah, blah," you know, all that kind of stuff. And eventually, it did beat me down to the point where I wasn't confident. I thought that I was weird. I thought that there was something wrong with me. And that might sound crazy, like, why would you let someone do that to you? But it was a very complicated situation that I felt like I was stuck in. But I'm making that point and I'm sharing that with you because I want you to know that the people that you're around and the people that you spend the most time with can have a direct impact on your confidence. And if they're negative people and if they put you down and if they tell you that you can't be yourself, and if you feel like you can't even be yourself around them, that's going to have a direct impact on your confidence in other situations. Small things like pursuing friendships or relationships with people, or big things like business interactions, work interactions, pursuing your purpose and dreams. You won't have the confidence to do that. So your environment needs to be positive. The people that you are around all the time need to be positive and uplifting and encouraging of you. And if they're not, then they need to get lost. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not just telling you to pack your bags and move out or whatever. I'm just saying, like, you might need to have a difficult conversation with these people and be like, "I'm trying to be a more confident person. I'm trying to level up my life, and I feel like you're putting me down all the time, and that's going to be a problem. And if we can't fix this, then we need to pursue further steps." You understand what I'm saying? So you want to surround yourself with positive people, encouraging people. There's an old saying that's something like, if you hang out with 5 losers, you'll be the 6th. And if you hang out with 5 millionaires, you'll be the 6th. So you want to surround yourself with good people, positive people, encouraging people, people who love the thing that you're doing or pursuing, people who won't put you down, people who love the authentic, real you. And this will boost your confidence because you'll feel okay being your true authentic self. You'll feel okay being a man. You'll feel okay being funny and goofy and all of those embarrassing things to whoever else. I'll conclude that topic with, you need to surround yourself with a positive environment and with encouraging, uplifting, awesome, ambitious people. My wife is my best friend in the whole world, and she has supported me since I started seeing her in every crazy endeavor that I pursue, and I've had some crazy ones. She's just so supportive and loving. She uplifts and inspires me with her words. When I'm feeling not confident in myself, she boosts my confidence. She's constantly trying to encourage me to keep going or to try something new, and that is a great example of the type of person you want in your life, is someone who believes in you and loves you. I can be my true self with her. I can be goofy, I can make funny voices, all that crazy stuff. It's super awesome. So definitely consider the people you spend the most time with and the environment that you're in, because it could be having a direct impact on this lack of confidence that you're feeling. The next topic that I want to share with you here, I actually just did a full episode on. So after this one, you can go and listen to that one. It's about shifting and changing your subconscious limiting beliefs, changing your subconscious mind to believe in yourself, to be more confident, just shifting the paradigms and subconscious limiting beliefs in your life. This is a huge, huge step in the process to leveling up your life, leveling up your mindset, being more confident, all of that. So definitely don't miss that episode. Save it for later if you don't have time to listen to that one too. That one is crucial. I don't have enough time right now to share all of that information on this episode, episode, but they definitely go hand in hand. The title of that episode is How to Reprogram Your Mind for Greatness. Check it out. My next topic in this talk is taking initiative. There is massive empowerment when it comes to taking control of your own destiny. And the truth is, you can be anybody you want to be right now. You can just make a decision right now to change. Be like, I'm not awkward, shy, and timid. I'm going to be outgoing. I'm going to be a positive person. I'm going to be a happy person. I'm going to be funny. I'm going to be a good businessman. I'm going to be a good speaker. Whatever the thing is, you can make the decision to do that right now. And it doesn't matter what anyone thinks about that. It doesn't matter what anyone's going to think about that. The opinions of others do not matter. That's the most important thing. And I think that the holding back from being confident a lot of the times comes from what other people are going to think. I mean, if it wasn't for what other people are going to think, there wouldn't even be a need to be confident. Why would that even be a topic of discussion? Why would we even be struggling with that, right? F what everyone else thinks, man. From lack of a better way to say it, it doesn't matter. Just go out there, be you. This is your life to live. This is your time to chase your dreams, to pursue your purpose, to be the you that you've always wanted to be, the maximized, super awesome version of yourself. Don't waste any time in going and being that, because that would be a huge waste of your life. And it's your life. It's nobody else's. So just be confident, go out there and do it. Take control of your own destiny. Take control of your own life. Take initiative when it comes to sharing your true, authentic self with others. Don't rob people of the opportunity to know the real you. You are robbing the world of your unique gifts, your unique personality, your unique self. Don't take that away from your life and from the world. One quick one that I want to share with you here is that celebrating small wins boosts your confidence, no matter how small those wins are. I remember one time a while back, I put a book out and I sold a few copies, and I had never bought champagne before, and I don't drink alcohol anymore, at least not right now. That's a change that I've decided to make in my life. But at the time, I had never bought champagne before. I'm like, let's go buy some champagne. So we got a bottle of Prosecco, actually, popped it open, got some champagne glasses, toasted each other, and just celebrated that small win because I knew that bigger wins were coming. And that actually boosted my confidence. And I said, we should celebrate small wins like this anyways, because actually these small wins are really big wins. They just feel small to me, right? Definitely start celebrating your small wins. Definitely start stacking your small wins. Appreciate them. Recognizing successes, no matter how small you think they are, is crucial to boosting your confidence. Don't downplay your accomplishments. Don't downplay your achievements. Don't downplay the small wins that you make, even when it comes to going out and being more confident for the first time ever. Celebrate that. Give yourself a pat on the back, as teachers used to say. And definitely, definitely get crazy celebrating big wins, because big wins are awesome. Wins make you feel confident. That's just how it is. Even the little ones. And that brings me to my final topic here, which is continual growth and adaptability. Like I said, this whole thing is a process. It's going to take some time. It may never end. I'm still working on being more confident right now myself. I think about it every day. There's a lot of things that I want to do in my life. I'm talking like multi-million dollar, really big things. And it's going to take some big leaps of faith, and it's going to take some big, almost delusional confidence, right? I have to believe in myself in order to do these things. So I'm working on my confidence every day. So embrace the change. It might be uncomfortable at first. It might be super awkward at first. Just get rid of awkward from your vocabulary. Actually, I'm going to start working on that right now. Awkward doesn't exist after this, but embrace the change. Learn from your experiences. Learn from every interaction. Learn from every time that you go out and be your authentic self. Recognize how different it was. Recognize how much better it was. Don't overthink anything. Overthinking is how you are awkward. It comes down to that. Like, overthinking before and after interactions is why you are awkward. Cut out overthinking. Just be yourself. Just speak your mind. And another thing is adapt to new challenges. So like I said, it's a process that's honestly probably never going to end. So you have to adapt to new challenges as you level up your confidence, more challenges will present themselves to you. Like I said, I'm about to step out into some really big things that I have to be really confident for. And those are new challenges, and I'm stepping out into them. I'm embracing them. I know that more challenges will come after that, and that's okay. Just be okay with it, dude. That's just how life is. It never ends. It's never just going to be fully complete. It's always a process. So I want to encourage you to accept that, be okay with it, and just be awesome, dude. You are awesome. So that's all I got today. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. I hope that this made you feel encouraged and empowered. I hope that it made you feel more confident, or at least inspired. inspired you to go out there and be more confident. If this episode especially inspired you, there's some links down in the description of this podcast episode or video where you can give to support this podcast, or there's another link on there where you can just buy me a coffee. That's super awesome. Like I said, I'm not drinking whiskey anymore right now, but honestly, that's just another way to support this podcast to help us keep doing it, to reach men worldwide, which is my mission, to reach men all over the world with these positive, empowering messages, to be strong men, leaders, fathers, husbands, all of that good stuff. So if that's something that you're into, like I said in the beginning of this episode, stick around, subscribe, interact with the content, definitely engage with the content, because that's how the algorithms show it to more people. So I really appreciate every interaction, every like, every comment, all of that stuff. I want to hear from you guys and build a community around this, so definitely comment on this, or you can connect with me at my website, michaelriggswrites.com. There's a contact form on there. Let me know if you appreciate this content and how I can help you on your journey to leveling up your life. I would be happy to engage with you and give you some words of encouragement. Thanks so much, guys. I'll see you on the next one. Bye.